Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him away, and Avila strikes out to end the inning. Fourth strikeout for Fires as he strands Laurie at second base. And through five and a half, Astros 1, White Sox nothing.
The 1-2 pitch. Lofted into shallow center field. That has a chance to get down, but no! Carlos Gomez grabs it on full sprint, and he'll sprint all the way back to the dugout. As Ken Giles with the 1-2-3 inning, he had a couple strikeouts and a short looper, and that's taken care of by Carlos Gomez. Seventh inning stretch time. Astros lead it 1-0. Gonzalez offering, and that ball's hit. That one's really touched. That's out in left field, and that is gone. Carlos Gomez, two-run shot. Puts the Astros up 3-0. It's his fourth homer of the year.
Leg kick and the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider off the plate away. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Jose Abreu. A 1-2-3 inning for Gregerson. And through 7.5, Astros 3, White Sox nothing. And that's lined in the left center field. Long run for Garcia. Won't get there. It gets past him and all the way to the wall. Springer motoring for third. He's around third and coming home. Anderson can't handle the throw in from the outfield as Springer scores. An RBI double for Valbuena to make it 4-0 Astros. And that's lined into center field for a base hit. Around third, Valbuena. He will score. Correa in the second base safely. It's an RBI single for Rasmus to make it 5-0 Astros. Minsky's set, delivers a 1-1. Breaking ball chop, third base side. Valbuena field steps on third for one, throws across the diamond. That's two. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros get their third shutout victory of 2016 as they plank the Chicago White Sox tonight 5-0. Take the first game of this three-game series. That is four straight wins for the Astros and wins at 11 of their last 12.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Alonzo Powell, Astros assistant hitting coach, and A.J. Reed finally getting his first big league hit yesterday. And, you know, you always talk about hitting, all these different approaches and mentality and mechanics and all that. But for a guy who just came up, it's really about getting that first one, and then you can go play, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that got a lot of weight off of his shoulders, you know, getting that first one. You know, he had some good at-bats and a little bit of hard luck. But, you know, A.J. is going to be a good player, and it was good for him to get that first one out of the way.
When you saw A.J. Reed in spring training and got a chance to watch him up close, what were some of the things that really impressed you about him then?
Well, just, you know, his demeanor at the plate. You know, he has a nice and easy swing, short swing, you know, doesn't get flustered too much. You know, it just, you know, everything looks right. You know, it looks the part, you know, it looks right. You know, I think he's going to be a good player for a long time.
Meanwhile, Carlos Gomez, he's started to play better since coming off the disabled list, had a big two-run home run to give the Astros some insurance in yesterday's ball game. With him, a lot of it is about the pitches he swings at?
Well, you know, pitch selection is the key to any hitter.
Right.
You know, Carlos has put in a lot of work, you know, when he hurt the rib and went back to Double-A before he left, he put in a lot of work. And now a lot of his hard work starting to pay off a little bit. You know, it's just, you know, great to see him swing it well because it just makes our lineup a little longer. And, you know, that's been a little bit of the story to our success.
Yeah, you mentioned the lineup starting to look longer. And, you know, early in the year, weren't really seeing that. Team was really struggling to hit with runners in scoring position. And, like, that can be contagious and also be contagious what we've been seeing lately where it seems like a lot of guys are coming up with big hits.
Well, you know, hitting is contagious. You know, once you know, a lot of times it's that first guy. You know, you got a big situation. If that first guy comes through, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off the guy behind him and the guy behind that. You know, it's just a matter of going out there, being yourself, and guys are being themselves now. They're not trying to do everything by themselves. You know, they're just trying to keep the train moving, so to say. But, you know, it's good to see, and, you know, hopefully we can keep it up.
Chris Sale on the mound for the White Sox today, one of the better pitchers in the game. What do you have to do? What's the key against a guy like that?
Well, you know, the key with Sale, you know, he's a dominant pitcher. You know, you got to take advantage of the mistakes that he makes. You know, hopefully when he does make a mistake, you know, there's a couple guys on base. You know, somebody can hit a gap or maybe, you know, get lucky and hit one over the fence. But the key is, you know, putting together good at-bats. Hopefully we can drive his pitch count up and, you know, hopefully get him out of the game early. But, you know, he's one of the best in the game. And, you know, we got to be on our P's and Q's today. And, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
when you're facing a guy like that, and I mean, you know, his reputation precedes him, and of course a lot of these guys have faced him before, is a lot of facing an elite pitcher like that is just getting over the fact that it's an elite pitcher and kind of trying to treat it like a situation where, hey, I know this guy's good, but I can compete against this guy.
Well, you know, it's all about competition. You know, you got to go out there and compete. You know, if you're an elite hitter, you got an elite pitcher on the mound, you know, you got to feel that you're better than him that day, and you got to hope he's not on his game. And like I said, you know, when he does make a mistake, you know, we have to take advantage of it.
Jose Altuve saw his 32-game on-base streak end yesterday. How much of a joy is it to watch him every day, not just on the field, but you get to see him behind the scenes as well?
Well, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, I've seen him from afar, you know, when I was in San Diego. You know, I've actually saw him in the minor leagues. And to now watch him work on a day-to-day basis, you know, the only person in my, you know, time that I can compare him to is Ichiro. You know, he's got that ability to put the barrel on the ball. And, you know, he's one of the best hitters in this generation. You know, I'm glad to see he's getting the credit that he's finally deserved in this game.
Makes an assistant hitting coach look really smart, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, great players make great coaches. You know, that's a great thing. And, you know, we have a few of those great players in this lineup. You know, it's fun, you know, going to work with these guys every day. You know, I'm still, you know, learning things daily. But, you know, it's been fun. And, you know, the guys are doing a good job.
Alonzo Powell, Astros assistant hitting coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 2009, the Killer Bees got under the Padres' bonnet, literally. The Astros were already up 7-1 in the top of the ninth when the Killer Bees, Jeff Blum, Lance Berkman, and Michael Bourne, who had been busy that night, watched in amazement. A swarm of bees descended upon the Padres' bat girl, who was sitting on a folding chair down the left field line at Petco Park. The queen had arrived with her entourage and made camp in the poor girl's jacket. The fans in the area ran for the aisles, and the beekeeper had to be called in to kill the queen and disperse her nest. The game was delayed 52 minutes, and the Astros finally won 7-2, with Blum, Berkman, Bourne accounting for 6 of the hits, 6 runs, and 6 RBIs.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Pitch on the way, and Reed pulls it, and it hits off the first base back and down the right field line, headed toward the corner. Reed, a big turn at first, but will hold there with his first big league hit.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody, and I've got A.J. Reed with me today, first baseman for the Astros, who got your first major league hit yesterday. Little deep sigh, you get to come to the ballpark knowing you got your first knock.
Yeah, you know, definitely a relief or a weight off my shoulders. You know, I can just go out there, relax, and hit now, and I don't have to worry about getting that first one out of the way anymore.
You didn't envision it this way. You've been up now for 6 days. This is the 7th day, but not in the lineup today against Chris Sale. Get to sit back and maybe pinch it later on. But you can sit back on the bench and realize that that's out of the way. So we're happy for you in that regard. What is the biggest challenge, you think, going forward as a major league hitter making adjustments?
You know, I just had to slow it down. I was trying to do a little too much, maybe trying to really, like, force myself to get that first hit. And,
yeah.
You know, I just had to relax and slow down and make sure I got a really good pitch to hit. And, you know, that's going to be the big key for me moving forward is just swinging at good pitches and hitting them hard. And, you know, the defense here is so much better than you could anticipate. The guys are so fast and are so good that, you know, it's going to be tough, but you just got to be patient and get your pitch.
I remember talking to you last year when you came here to accept your award for the Player of the Year in the minor leagues. I was asking you about the shifts. You felt like you don't mind people shifting you. You still feel the same way that you had the ability to go the other way and beat those shifts?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I still can do that. I wasn't getting shifted as much this year, I think, because of last year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But, you know, if teams are going to shift me, I'm definitely going to work the other way and show them that I can do that to open up those holes on pull side.
I was talking to somebody before the Angels game, and you were going to face Jared Weaver. Now, he's a veteran that likes to throw a lot of slow stuff. How hard is that as a young guy who's a little bit anxious going out there, staying back on some of the pitches that he throws that are so slow?
Yeah, you know, like you said, a veteran guy, he knows what he's doing out there, and he's probably got a pretty good idea of what I'm trying to do. So he's a guy who works on movement and location, and with him, it's just you got to make sure you see him up and and over the plate. And, you know, he did a good job against me. And, you know, like I said, I was probably a little anxious to try and get that first hit. So I was swinging at some pitches that I probably shouldn't have. But, you know, I feel like next time I face him, I'll have a really good idea of what to look for.
Steve Sparks here with A.J. Reed. And, A.J., what's it like in the clubhouse here? You probably watched from afar the last year when things were going really well. Is it as good as you thought it would be as far as the camaraderie and the energy in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you know, I mean, from the first day I got here, everybody, you know, treated me like I've been here all year. It's a great culture in the clubhouse, and everybody gets along really well, and we're all out here for the same goal, and that's to win. So everybody wants to see everybody do well, and you know, right now we're playing really well, so it's working.
How exciting is it, the way the team's playing? I mean, obviously, that they've won a lot of games here, back in the mix of things. You weren't here when the team was really struggling in April, but, man, this is starting to look pretty good again.
Yeah, we're playing really good baseball, pretty much on all levels of the game, pitching, defense, hitting. And, you know, it's just something that we got to really roll with and beat Texas when we play them.
Okay, I'm gonna quiz you right here. Who'd you get your first major league hit against?
Miguel Gonzalez.
There you go. That's A.J. Reed. A.J., congratulations. Welcome to the big leagues, and thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.